19th District Legislative Update. I'm Trace Yellis with Senator Jeff Wilson. What's happening with a bill that would eliminate voters' ability to give their opinion on legislative action via advisory votes?
Advisory votes are now headed most likely for the Senate floor for us to debate and open whether or not we should keep advisory votes. I'll offer up to all people out there that this was brought to us by the people over 16 years ago through the form of an initiative. Now we're being challenged to remove this advisory vote without the direct consent of the people who brought it to us. I'll be moving and placing amendments to naturally refer this to a referendum, which would respect that those that brought us the bill would also have the right and the power to remove it.
What's going on with reforms to the 2021 law that made it difficult for law enforcement to pursue criminals?
We're connected the entire state with this plague of not being able to pursue anywhere in the state with any of our police departments. And ultimately, we've seen the data that there's now been over 3,000 additional people that will run away from the police compared before 2021. So we know that the word is out, run away from us. We are making an effort on a bipartisan level to correct this mistake that we made. However, it is being held up in committee.
The Democratic chair of the committee has indicated that she won't even hear bills that would immediately fix the pursuit problem.
I really hope that we can see past ourselves on behalf of public safety to get this bill heard.
19th District Legislative Update with Senator Jeff Wilson. I'm Tracy Ellis.